Culture.
Book Review. German Fiction. Wall of Worry. The Grand Daughter by Bernhard Schlink.
Bernhard Schlink is probably the world's most famous living German novelist. His book, The Reader, 1995, a harrowing tale of a teenage boy's affair with an older woman he later learns had been a concentration camp guard, sold millions of copies and spawned a Hollywood adaptation with an Academy Award-winning performance from Kate Winslet. Now Mr. Schlink has turned his attention to a different German catastrophe in the 20th century, its post-war cleavage and the shadow it continues to cast over the country 34 years after its halves were reunified. Like The Reader, which many felt was a literary expression of the German process of Vergangenheitsbewältigung, coming to terms with the past, The Granddaughter serves as a parable of sorts. Kaspar, a cultured, kindly bookseller, learns soon after Birgit, his alcoholic wife, dies, that he understood far less about her than he had thought. His investigation into her life in communist East Berlin reveals long-concealed secrets, including an abandoned baby daughter. Like so many of her East German compatriots, Birgit was never able to reconcile her past and present. She did not act on her longing to find her daughter. Kaspar, grief-stricken but less burdened by history, hopes for better luck. The gulf of misunderstanding between this Ossi and Wessi couple will resonate with Germans worried about their country's enduring East-West divide, as demonstrated in recent state elections. Yet Mr. Schlink's deft touch, a zippy plot, richly painted characters, keeps his tale from being overwhelmed by history. He skillfully renders long-forgotten events like the Germany youth meeting in East Berlin in 1964, an optimistic attempt to help students from West and East Berlin find common ideological ground. Much of this material is based on Mr. Schlink's own experiences as a West German student. As in The Reader, few characters escape the burden of secrets and lies, theirs and others. Kaspar eventually finds Birgit's daughter, Svenja, living in a forgotten part of East Germany and married to a thuggish adherent of a far-right folkish ideology. The couple is interested only in Kaspar's money, but he is able to form a bond with their adolescent daughter, Sigrun, who begins to spend time with him in Berlin. Kaspar's quiet attempts to wean Sigrun, who keeps a photo of Rudolf Hess, a Nazi politician, in her bedroom, from the toxic worldview of her parents, form the crux of the book. The novel's description of the peculiar rural milieu in which Sigrun has been raised is convincing. Kaspar's half-successful attempts to soothe her soul with Mozart, poetry and chess, perhaps less so. If Kaspar's well-meaning hopes for his granddaughter never quite work out, they do not leave her untouched. It's nice here with you. Even if it always has to be your truth, and it's never allowed to be mine, Sigrun tells Kaspar. She voices the ambiguous sentiment of countless East Germans left disillusioned by a reunification they came to see as less a merger of equals than a friendly takeover of East by West.